The theater of the absurd has been around for decades in the works of Beckett, Genet, and others. It seems, though, that these days real life is catching up to it, and our daily headlines are as absurd as anything that Ionesco could have written, or, for that matter, the late Harold Pinter, which is why Pinter's 1958 play, The Birthday Party, now at ACT's Geary Theater through February 4th, directed by Carrie Perloff, takes on a special resonance in this alternative fact-laden Trumpian world of today. And as in today's world, we're not sure if we're watching a comedy or a tragedy with laughs.
We're going to have a party.
Two-time Tony winner Judith Ivey, who takes on the role of Meg in this production.
I run a boarding house on the seaside, southern side of England. We have a man staying with us who started out as a boarder, but he stayed for a year now. I live there with my husband. Two men show up. They seem to know Stanley, who's our boarder. Once they find out that he's staying there, confirmed by me, I say today is his birthday. So we plan a birthday party, hence the name of the play. It doesn't go well.
From the first moment, Judith Ivey, as the addle-brained Meg, makes her appearance and asks the first of her many questions, the audience is in stitches. It's only a while before the jokes turn darker and stranger and the laughs more and more uncomfortable. Is this funny? Are we supposed to laugh? A feeling arises. Each time one of the two men, Goldberg and McCann, speaks, we seem to learn less rather than more. The play gets darker and darker, culminating in the party that isn't a party at all. Nothing is static in the birthday party. Stanley says this isn't his birthday. Goldberg, in recounting his past, gives himself multiple first names. Is this place even a boarding house? Pinter's biographer calls the work a deeply political play about the individual's imperative need for resistance, and Pinter himself said it's about the destruction of an individual, the independent voice of an individual.
It deals with truth, deals with honesty, innocence, lack of innocence. You know, there are all kinds of elements that you, the audience, can deduce. Why are these men here, and why did they come to get Stanley?
The birthday party is anchored by the brilliant performance of Judith Ivey. She is more than matched by Scott Wentworth as the talkative and sinister Goldberg, whose actions toward the young neighbor Lulu, played by Julia Damo, take on ominous undertones in the wake of the current Me Too moment. Rounding out the cast are a superbly menacing Marco Baricelli as McCann, Ferdus Bamji as the depressed and distraught Stanley, and a solid Dan Hyatt as Meg's husband Petey. It's a great cast in a great production, and it's not to be missed.
You know, I think the great thing about playing Pinter, there's so many questions one has, and there are multiple answers. I'm sure you could come and see the birthday party two or three times and walk away possibly with a different point of view each time.
The Birthday Party by Harold Pinter, directed by Carrie Perloff, plays at ACT's Geary Theater through February 4th. For more information, you can go to act-sf.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.